Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Kale and Company, Nick Dawn and Greg, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We started the week, we had Trump's SCOTUS ruling 9-0, as SCOTUS came down and told Jenna Griswold from Colorado, yeah, take it elsewhere, sister, we're not buying it. And that goes to all the rest of the states out there as well. Trump will be on ballots. And then, of course, we had Super Tuesday, the State of the Union last night. So it has been just an action-packed week as we continue here. This segment brought to you by Tommy D's Home Improvement Center. If you're renovating a kitchen or building one from the ground up, Tommy D's Home Improvement Center, your go-to for quality kitchen cabinets, flooring, and molding at affordable rates. Visit their showroom in Philadelphia or their website at TommyD's.com. All right, so we know there's different rules for different fools in politics. Republicans, you know, they shout for 7 seconds, or a dad doesn't agree with something Joe Biden says at the State of the Union. He gets arrested and charged with a bunch of misdemeanors and fines. You know, Democrats can do whatever they want. Stacey Abrams can deny elections and the results. Hillary Clinton can deny repeatedly, call people illegitimate presidents, and nothing ever happens. So I'm interested to see what will happen with this story. As we were talking on Super Tuesday, outside of, you know, different states with Trump and Nikki Haley, or Joe Biden and Marianne Williamson, or non-committed, there were some other races, and one of the races that we talked about briefly in passing was a California Senate race, Dianne Feinstein's old seat. And it was really between two individuals. You had Adam Schiff, and you had former Major League Baseball first baseman Steve Garvey, who I believe was a Dodgers first baseman, 70s, 80s, ballparking it there. And it was a very, very close race. I think Schiff got one percentage point more than Garvey. But coming in third in this California race was Democrat Katie Porter. And she doesn't like the fact that she came in third place. So what did she do? She said the election was rigged. The results were rigged. Now, personally, I don't think she should be able to serve office ever again. They should probably arrest her. They should indict her, hit her with 91 different charges, and make sure that she, if she doesn't go to jail, she's in court for many, many years, tying up all sorts of time and money, spending an exorbitant amount of legal fees on attorneys. Here are some of the details, courtesy of the Daily Caller. Katie Porter, a Democratic candidate who ran in California's 2024 Senate race, has claimed on Twitter on Wednesday that the primary results were rigged after she came in third place. Quote, thank you to everyone who supported our campaign and voted to shake up the status quo in Washington. Because of you, we had the establishment running scared, withstanding 3-1 in TV spending and an onslaught of billionaires spending millions to rig this election, Porter wrote in part. The California politician thanked her supporters and wrote that such support was evidence that people want new leaders and who would break the mold and can't be bought and pushed around and push for accountability in government and across our economy, she put out in her Twitter tweet thread. She also wants to thank everyone who supported her over the past 6 years. It's clear Californians are hungry for leaders who break the mold, can't be bought, and push for accountability in government and across the country. And that's exactly what we as Americans deserve. Quote, special interests like politics as it is today because they control the politicians. As we've seen in this campaign, they spend millions to defeat someone who will dilute their influence and disrupt the status quo. But take my word for it, I'll never stop fighting for you, Porter tweeted. And then Porter went on to say in other tweets that this was a rigged election. So now what we have is we have not only a two-tier justice system, we have a two-tiered approach to the way you can approach the election results if they don't go in your favor. If you are a Republican and call anything into question, whether it's a weird amount of votes coming in with voting irregularities, whether if it's, you know, people that are in the country illegally that are voting, dead people that show up voting and casting a ballot, ID on down the list. Because as we know, when we talk about voter identification and really just proving and verifying who you are, what do the Democrats do? They say that's racist. So it's okay when you go into a gas station and you buy a pack of cigarettes and they say, can I see ID? You pull that out, no problem. You go in and get a six-pack of Bud Light. If people still buy Bud Light, I don't think they do. Ask for ID, it's okay. But when you ask for ID for elections, it's somehow discriminatory in nature. And then when you question the results, you are a threat to democracy. But Katie Porter, she didn't come in second. She didn't lose by a sliver. She came in third place and decides to tweet that the election was rigged. And I'm just so tired of hearing these words, rigged, stolen, whatever it is. But when it's a Democrat, it's okay. It's because, well, it's their right. They, you know, democracy is on the ballot this year, so we need to make sure everything is on the up and up. I got a feeling, Dawn Stensland, if Katie Porter had an R next to her name, this would be talked about, and Joy Reid would probably be doing her opening monologue on Miss Porter on a Wednesday night.
Agreed.
And they would have the tweets plastered on MSNBC, right? They would take the screenshot, and they would put that up. So that's the first story. But let me get to the second story. So this happened on Super Tuesday. Harris County District Attorney, I'm reading this from the Houston Chronicle. Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg, O-G-G, maybe it's Og, has issues voting due to a mix-up, she says. So Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg went to Love Park Community Center on Tuesday morning to cast a ballot in her own primary race, only to be told by someone at the ballot center that someone had already voted in her name.
Wow.
Oak said she was told that when her partner, who lives at the same address, went to vote, an election worker pulled up Oak's voter number instead. The incident appears to be an isolated incident, according to an investigation and the Houston Chronicle. But Harris County Clerk Tanisha Hudspeth issued a statement on X, formerly known as Twitter, pointing out that voters are asked to review and confirm the information on the iPad screen, so they use iPads down there, when they are being qualified. Quote, in this instance, the DA's partner must not have noticed that the information was not hers and proceeded to sign in and vote under the District Attorney Og's name, Hudspeth said in a statement. Clerical errors can occur at the polls. It is the voter's responsibility to verify that their information in the iPad screen is correct. Hudspeth said Oak's partner signed her own name as confirmation. The clerk's office was able to verify and rectify the error and said Oak has been able to vote as of 8:24 a.m. The poll book was corrected so that Oak could cast a ballot. Oak conceded to former prosecutor Sean Teer in a competitive primary earlier this year. So here we have election denying and we have election integrity called into question. Yet again. So what does this mean as we move forward? I hate to be like the negative guy and the guy that's like, I don't think anything's going to change. But we're going to see more of this coming up this November. We're going to have people that will call in to this show, that will call into all the shows on this station throughout the day. And we're going to be getting tweets. We're going to be getting messages in the YouTube chat. We're going to have all sorts of people that are checking in, rightfully so. And I want people to do it. Because, and this is why I think it's so important, when we read that email last week from the listener who said I don't know if it was her church or wherever it was, they were seeking volunteers. Mm-hmm. And look, if you can't take off of work and lose a day of pay to be a volunteer, I get it. You know, everybody's got different financial situations. But man, if you can get out there and be a volunteer, and I get it, it's a long day too. You know, you're out there for 12 to 14 hours in all likelihood. But this is why we need to have as many people as possible in the electoral process and out there in the community, making sure that all of these things go as smoothly as possible. whether it's print. What did we have? What was it last year when we were talking in the fall? Wasn't there printer? Some of the printers went down, or some of the computers and machines. We had people from Delaware and New Jersey and different counties throughout Pennsylvania that were checking in. And, you know, some people said it went as smooth as possible, and others were saying there was all sorts of backlogs and all sorts of technical snafus. You know, to me, it's remarkable that in 2024, the American election process is not smoother. Forget what you trust and all that stuff. I'm just talking about from an efficiency standpoint, because I get the feeling, and this is just, I'm just spitting into the wind here. I get the feeling that when this election goes down this November, we're not going to have the results on Tuesday night, November 5th.
There's zero chance.
Like, this is going to go on.
More election day.
Nope. Yeah, this is going to go on a couple of days, right?
No, it's going to go on
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Depending on the outcome, there might be all sort of appeals and this, that, and the other. So no, it's not going to happen.
The most notable one, there are a lot of them still under investigation, still being talked about, making their way through the courts with paper it running out or paper size or whatever issues.
That's what it was. They were out of paper.
But the one I think that was the most concerning was, remember the one where the Pennsylvania County voting machines flipped the votes for the judges?
Yes.
And then they said, oh, it's just this isolated incident. It just happened here. And the only reason that anybody even looked into it was because voters, thank God, were looking at it and realized, you know, when you go back to review on the machine, they were like, what? It flipped it. And then they're trying to fix it. So it was a tabulation error. At the end of the day, the officials blamed user operator error for a software glitch.
Yeah.
But a lot of people said, well, that's strange, because then if those voters had not been observant, they would not have noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
Could this have happened elsewhere? And they said, no, this is absolutely just an isolated incident.
Yes.
Right in this little district.
Yep, you're exactly right. And this is one of those things, and I get it, you know, with technology, there are legit issues. Nothing is 100% automatic, guaranteed to be proven, effective. And not every single machine works perfectly all the time. But elections... When we're talking, and I'm not even talking about the president, I'm talking about Congress and Senate and governor, on down the list. These things, elections matter, and there are consequences to elections. And these things are far too important to have all of these, well, this was an isolated incident, and this was an isolated incident. Well, eventually, it's not so isolated, is it? It's actually far more common. So, to me, at the end of the day, regardless of what you think about elections, it's a lot like the economy, and it's a lot like crime. Regardless of what some stats might show or facts give us, if people aren't feeling it, it's not happening. And if people don't feel like we have free and fair elections, that's going to be what people run with. And ultimately, sadly, that's what truly what it is, regardless of what the stats might show you. In any of these cases where we have seen, I mean, they've been popping up. I mean, it's not just Trump. It's not just Carrie Lake. There was another one that I forget which outlet exposed it, where there was, I think, maybe even a flipping of the actual outcome. I'm drawing a blank. It was a couple of months ago. It was right around the holidays where that came out. It was right around the same time that the Trump Maine ballot case came up. So there's just so many of these stories out there. But it's, again, you know, Dawn, you always say it perfectly, the way the media puts a spin on it. Like, you're not going to hear Katie Porter on mainstream media claiming that her third place was a rigged job.
Yeah.
You're just not. You're going to get it on this show, this station, this type of format. But if you think they're going to be talking about that, and trust me, they were talking about that race between Schiff and Garvey. Mm-hmm. That got a lot of mainstream media attention.
It's
California.
Race.
It's Diane's old seat. It's obviously an impactful election. But they won't be spending much time on Katie Porter's Twitter claim from Wednesday. Just my guess.
And by the way, that Express Vote XL system where the isolated glitch was in Northampton County, that case has been going through the courts, advocates. And I have no Express, the one Our Vote Philly group that's one of the many plaintiffs, I have no idea. Like, they claim that they're a bipartisan group.
Mm-hmm.
They still are being quoted saying that it's shocking that a voters were told, oh, don't worry about it. We'll just flip it back if there's a glitch. That's shocking. They said that clearly there was a malfunctioning issue, and they point out that those same machines are the ones that are used in Philadelphia.
Yep.
So that I believe that they're just a nonprofit group, mm-hmm. and there were a bunch of them just saying, let's just purge the system and make sure that there's election integrity, because now you have this question.
Yep. You're exactly right. 855-839-1210, Northampton County, by the way, my old neck of the woods where I grew up. That will be the Lehigh Valley, for those who don't know.
Can I just correct a big mistake that I made?
Yes. No mistakes, Dawn.
Yeah, because this is not a clarification. I just goofed up, and I deeply apologize. Biden's going to be in Delaware County today. I earlier said it was Monco because I saw some traffic alerts, and Monco has nothing to do with the president.
Okay.
He's at Strathaven Middle School. This is Wallingford, and it's Delaware County, early evening. So that's where the president is tonight.
I can still cocktail early, though, right?
Yes, sir. You'll be fine.
That doesn't change my plans. All right, very good. Coming up in about 5 minutes, we'll get to the morning mystery movie clip, and then what's on the cut sheet part two as we continue. Kale and Company on a Friday. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Happy Friday, everybody. Been a big, big week. All sorts of big stories.
Blame's the one before.
Speeches, primaries, Supreme Court rulings. Good to have all of you in. Sunny day on a Friday. It's going to be nice. Stocker will be in a good mood.
Woo.
And then the rain will come tonight. All right. We got a lot to get to before we get out of here. What's on the cut sheet part due, and also the update on our TikTok ban from lawmakers, as the youths of Gen Z will not have this go down. And we'll get to that coming up in a moment. But right now, let's get to our morning mystery movie clip.
And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
12 ants and these animals, they're never gonna trust me again.
Lou, stand down.
Stand down.
Hey, hey! What did I just say? Delta, I see you. Back up. Okay. Good. Good. Charlie, stay right there. Good. Close the gate.
Are you crazy?
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Last pair, final pair of movie passes to see Cabrini from the makers of Sound of Freedom. Experience the uplifting journey of Francesca Cabrini in Cabrini. Arriving in New York City in 1889, her daring mission transforms lives. Get your tickets to Cabrini now in theaters today, March 8th, because today is International Women's Day. Forgot the bottle of wine for Dawn.
Oh, what?
Gosh,
wait
darn
a second.
It.
That's all right.
Hang on.
Because I'm a woman every day, that's and I was born female. I'm going to be female tomorrow. And
orange?
He brought me an orange.
He's got
symbol
an orange.
Of womanhood.
If you're watching on YouTube, Stocker's got an orange.
He's got his man bag here. What's that? A
Nature Valley bar.
Nature Valley.
Yeah. Right.
Your Nature Valley woman bar.
Give Dawn a little protein boost for the final 2 hours of her 30-hour broadcast week.
I forgot.
There we
Damn.
Go.
Now, if it were two oranges,
yeah, baby,
that might be a symbol of, yeah, you know, two, like a pair, like,
yeah,
a perfect pair.
Right.
Is that the symbol of womanhood?
Yeah. Best of luck, caller 12-855-839-1210. So the update here with, we were talking about the ban to kill TikTok in the United States and keep teenagers off of it. This version of the update courtesy of Rolling Stone, where they say Congress is floating yet another proposed ban on the social media app TikTok, and America's teenagers are pissed. Congress is learning a tough lesson this Thursday. Don't mess with teens and their scrolling. I had to clean that up, by the way, because it was written more with more expletives that I can't say due to FCC regulations. But they go on to say teenagers are often mistakenly considered to be a generally politically apathetic demographic. Many of them can't vote, so lawmakers tend to overlook young Americans. But one House Republican aide has come out and said, and he's described the experience to Rolling Stone as, quote, a nonstop barrage of phone calls
and
messages this week from the shrieking teens demanding that lawmakers pull the anti-TikTok bill. Some self-described teenagers and adults have called to say that such a law would ruin their lives or jobs or cause them to vote against the Congress members responsible. It would ruin your life.
Unbelievable.
That's sad.
Yeah, that's a sad life.
It's going to ruin your job. First of all, if I was a small business owner and I employed teenagers, let's say I owned like a fried chicken place. There was a fried chicken place I used to love in the South in Nashville, and they had a bunch of teenagers that were servers and waitresses. I would tell them right now, if I catch you on your phone while you're on the clock, you're fired. Fired on the spot. At your lunch break, you're taking your 15-minute break every 4 hours or whatever you get, all good. Don't be on your phone while I'm paying you.
It is unbelievable to me that we have found the one thing that this generation cares about is that we try and take away their TikTok.
You know, I really thought, and obviously TikTok being the specific app of choice here for this story, but I really thought that this thing I'm holding in my hand would revolutionize and continue the evolution of human beings becoming smarter. We can get everything, the answers right at your fingertips. Yeah. But I've said this now for close to 10 years. The smartphone has made us stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it should, in theory, make you smarter because we have access to resources that, as kids, you and I, we didn't have.
Here's the thing with that is that, yes, we have all the information at our fingertips, but we're not actually learning anything.
No.
Because we know that if we want the answer to something, we just Google it, we spout it back.
Yep.
And then we forget it.
Right.
Whereas you used to have to, and listen to me, I sound like an old person.
You had to memorize it.
But like, you had to actually go find out the answer, read about it, memorize it, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that now. So we're not actually learning anything.
I mean, think about this. Like, before the internet, where did you find your answers to something you were, and I'm not talking about the score of a sporting event, you just wait for the next day's newspaper to come out, or turn on your local 5-6 o'clock news or whatever. I mean, I guess you would just have to go, to a school library or a public library, and,
Or you just believed what was told to you.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the thing, too, is that, we were taught things in school or maybe by our parents or something, and then you always took it as the gospel truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then years later, you look at it and you're like, was that really true? I don't know if that was true or not.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So all right, let's play the politics game here. I mean, if you feel like these soon-to-be voters could ultimately swing an election based on social media, and really, more, this is more about just the concept of a ban, which I think we've talked about and agreed for the most part collectively as a show that bans don't work. Is this something? See, now this, all right, specifically with TikTok, it's a national security thing, right? China, the ByteDance company linked to the CCP. You got to balance national security if you're a politician versus a portion of your electorate that could revolt against you.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably tell the Gen, if I'm a Republican politician, I tell the Gen Zers go pound sand. That's just me. Probably would cost me an election, but I would put national security over a 16-year-old's ability to zone out for 40 minutes.
You can't ban it. I'm going to say
no,
that again.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't ban it. However, the reaction from these people to the banning of it, to the proposed banning of it, is scary.
Yeah.
It's scary.
They only get fired up about a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the talking point needs to just be, hey, we want to make sure that your privacy mm-hmm. is not violated, your security is right. not violated. That's how they have to flip it around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Let's grab this call real quick. We have our winner. Kim is in Glen Mills, and she's got the correct movie identified this morning. Kim, good morning. What movie clip did we just play for you?
Hi, Nick. The movie is Jurassic World.
Yeah.
That is correct. Nice work, Kim.
Love that movie.
You've got your final pair of passes to see the movie Cabrini.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. And we appreciate you listening and certainly for playing the game. We're always giving something good away.
Of course.
All right. We'll come back and get to the final part due of a cut sheet for the week.
By the way, a little teaser to keep you through this break here. We have an update on the Gold Star Father that I will give to you in the cut sheet coming up in 5 minutes.
Ooh. Fantastic. Yeah. Stay tuned. We're back after this. But first, let me tell you about my friends at Blue Chew. I'm not sure that that father needs Blue Chew. He had a lot of bounce to his step. Of course, he got arrested, and it's ridiculous. But if you are losing that, you know, that little extra something in the bedroom as you get into your 50s or 60s or 70s, and you need the added spark, I've got the solution for you. It is BlueChew.com, promo code 1210. If you're watching on YouTube, you see the logo, you see the promo code, BlueChew.com, promo code 1210 for your first month free. That's right, free male enhancement for the first month. All you have to do is pay the $5 for shipping, and the first month is free when you go to BlueChew.com and use the promo code 1210, because Blue Chew offers a unique, one-of-a-kind online service that delivers men the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but it comes in a chewable tablet at a much cheaper price. And also now, Blue Chew comes in a mint-flavored chewable with the same active ingredient as Levitra. Stay fresh with Blue Chew. Confidence plus performance, that comes standard with Blue Chew. No embarrassing conversation, no pharmacies, right to your door in a discreet fashion. Perhaps the only thing better than free is that it's made in the USA. First month free, just pay the $5 for shipping. BlueChew.com, promo code 1210.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
The Dawn Show is coming up in about 25 minutes. We will find out in just about 15 minutes what she has lined up for the top of the hour. Also, who won Twitter today and today in music history. It's all still on the way on this Friday morning. But right now, Greg Stocker.
Yes.
Let's get to your update in What's on the Cut Sheet. Part due.
What's on the cut sheet?
Part due. What's on the cut sheet? Part due. Sponsored by Best Work Industries for the Blind. Best Work Industries for the Blind is changing lives, a nonprofit organization located in Cherry Hill. Best Work Industries for the Blind provides training and employment for people who are blind or visually impaired. For employment opportunities or to donate, go to bestworkindustries.org. That's bestworkindustries.org. Starting here with cut 20, Phil. Hopefully you have it. I just sent it to you. But the Gold Star father, who was arrested last night during the State of the Union because his son was killed in the botched Afghanistan withdrawal, and he decided to heckle the president. We say heckle, but I just say he's expressing his right as an American to show displeasure with the authority, which is the president of the United States of America, somebody who we, the American people, pay for and elect.
Yes. And by the way, I thought the government didn't have the right to censor your speech and shut you down and your right to protest. And also, by the way, we don't know what this guy's political affiliation is either. He was just talking about his son.
Well, Dawn reported earlier that he was the guest there from a Republican congressperson in Florida.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that as the guest that he's a Republican as well, right?
It's true.
You know?
Well, last night, I guess this came in at like maybe 2 a.m. Last night. The guy's name is Steve Nicois. His fellow Gold Star families give him a hero's welcome after he is freed, after being released from being arrested by the Capitol Police. This is his hero's welcome. If you want to see the video, youtube.com/at1210WPHT to see the video. Cut 20, Phil, go. Whoa, 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 whoa. All right, maybe we'll just play there we go.
We'll just play
the video.
Got a table of about eight hugs. We've got men, we've got women. We've got a couple of cosmopolitans that are poured.
Nice work. I love it.
A little bit of a hero. So do we know, according to the report, how long he was in custody for?
No. But this video was put out at 2 a.m.
2 a.m.
No, I'm sorry, 12:51 a.m. So, okay. You know,
probably less than an hour.
Yeah, he was probably booked.
Still beyond outrageous that he was actually arrested and charged with multiple misdemeanors. I mean, that's just absurd.
It really is.
Of all the things you've ever heard or seen at one of these State of the Union addresses, and this guy. And, oh, by the way, in this protest era that we are living in the last couple of years, of all the things that people have gotten away with that have gone maybe even above free speech with, you know, vandalizing or looting or rioting or burning or pillaging, This guy says, opens his mouth three separate times over the course of 8 seconds, and he's arrested.
Yeah, look, he's just sticking up for his son.
Absolutely.
I would do the same exact thing. It's what any father would do. Any father would do. No matter if you like the president, if you voted for the president,
right.
it matters absolutely not.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, he's just expressing his outrage, which he has every right to do. Okay, moving on to cut 19 here, Phil. How was the president's speech received last night? We go over to CNN after the...
When they have a panel of 20
speech
people?
Happened. Well, no, they have a poll. They have a poll that showed how listeners, viewers reacted to the State of the Union speech last night. Shockingly, it was a massive pro-Biden swing from before to after the State of the Union. This was them talking about it last night. This is cut 19, Phil, go.
Challenge here to break it all down. So, David, how are viewers reacting to the speech?
Yeah, Anderson, I should just remind everyone, this is a poll of speech watchers, so it's not a poll that is representative of the electorate overall the way people are used to watching polls. In fact, in this sample of speech watchers, which is normal, it's a little more Democratic than the public is at large, because we find this when a Democrat is president, more Democrats tend to overrepresent and tune into the speech. Same thing happens on the Republican side when a Republican is president. Our makeup here is about 37% Democratic, 30% Republican, 33% Independent. So about 8 points more Democrat than the country is as a whole. With that in mind, take a look at these results here. Reaction to Biden's speech among those watching it tonight, 35% said they had a very positive reaction, 29% somewhat positive reaction. That's 64% there total. And 35% had a negative reaction. Take a look at that very positive number. How does that compare with Biden's speeches to joint sessions of Congress past here? Well, you can see 35% this year, 34% in 2023, 41% in 2022, and 51% in 2021. His poll numbers go down here with reviews of his speech, kind of like they have overall with his job approval ratings. Biden's policies, will they move the United States in the right direction or wrong direction? 62% said they're going to move in the right direction. 38% said they're going to move the country in the wrong direction. But keep an eye on that 62%, because we also asked how people felt that way prior to the speech. And if you compare here, before the speech started, these speech watchers, only 45% said Biden's policy would move the U.S. in the right direction. With watching the speech, that went up from 45% to 62%. Again, sort of within the norm of what we've seen in the last couple of years for him, this kind of increase in support with people watching the speech, Anderson.
You get people that are all emotional in their feelings after that.
Yep.
I would say re-poll those people 7 days from now and see if those numbers are still the same. So you've seen the decline year by year from 2021 to 2024, 51% to 41%, and then he's been flat the last 2 years around 34%. So we've heard from every poll under the sun that most Americans, 70% give or take, think the country's going in the wrong direction. Yet 62% of people walked out of that last night as speech viewers, thinking something's going to change now in the final 8 months. What's going to change? Is Russia-Ukraine just going to end? Is the ceasefire going to happen in the Middle East? Is groceries going to go down from 19% to 3% in 6 weeks? No.
I will say this, though, about it. Yeah, you have people on both sides. The Democrats are going to say, oh, it was a phenomenal speech. It was a fiery speech. It was this, that, and the other. And the Republicans are going to say it was a horrible speech, blah, 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 blah. The problem I see is that I think that this, whoever the Democrats or the independents that may have kind of been on the fence about Biden, I think last night helped those people see a different side of Biden.
I would ask those that section that you just highlighted, what sold it for you? Was it substance or was it just the
I think
energy level?
I think anybody who was on the fence because they thought maybe he lost a step, saw that and maybe thought differently.
But we've lowered the bar so low for this guy.
I'm just saying what I think.
Right.
I'm telling you what I think.
No, I get that.
They're they're going to say.
But the expectations for Americans as a whole, even the typical propagandist outlets like the Washington Post, the New York Times, MSNBC, short of Joe Scarborough, because Joe Scarborough thinks Biden's like 38 again. We've lowered the bar as like, so now it's a very positive performance because for how long did that go for roughly last night? An hour and 17 minutes, roughly?
Yeah.
Because he was, you know, very rambunctious and had lots of juice. I mean, if that's where the bar and the standard is for a very positive review, then my opinion on State of the Union addresses has kind of hit the skids. That's just me, though. All right, that'll do it. We'll come back and we will find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show, top of the hour, who on Twitter today, and also today in music history. Kale and Company, back after this.
A day like this, and I'm thinking, oh, I can't wait for spring, summer, being out on the back lawn, playing a little frisbee with Buddy Boy, and just being out there having barbecues with the kids. And that really brings me to the importance of which lawn care company you choose. That's why I choose an important natural lawn service, Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. Why? Because they're safer for your family and your pets. And yeah, they're going to make your lawn lush, green, and beautiful. Here's what I love. One of the things I love about Natural Lawn, their environmentally friendly approach to lawn care. And by the way, they've been creating green, lush lawns quickly, more naturally, and with fewer weeds since 1987. They're not a one-size-fits-all company. Their technicians are going to work with you to determine the specific needs of your lawn. Natural Lawn's exclusive organic-based products, and they work. They're designed to work with nature, not against it. And that means they're safer for every member of your family, your kids, your grandkids, and yes, your kitty cats, your dogs. If you have a bunny rabbit, for my Buddy Boy, I feel safe with him out there. And he's turning 15 years old and he's so healthy. So I want to make sure that every aspect of his life is as healthy as possible. Hey, kick the chemical lawn habit. Get started today with Natural Lawn safer products and programs. Just take advantage of their limited time offer, free seeding every year. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program. You get free seeding every year. 800-FREE-SEED. It's really simple. Just call. Get this on the calendar. 800-FREE-SEED. Free seed. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Visions of Chris Farley in the Chippendales skit right now. Not going to lie. The Dawn Show coming up top of the hour. We find out what she has lined up for 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, it's jam-packed, a lot of developing stories. So we will talk more about, you know, my take on the State of the Union speech as well as what's going on in Philadelphia with the latest on this investigation and the philosophy and the policy that's behind cracking down and stopping these shootings, which are targeting Philadelphia school children. Christine Flowers will be here in the 10 o'clock hour early, and we'll have a local dad who is also the dad of a military, somebody whose his son is serving in the military right now. That's Sergeant Mark Fuzetti. So he can speak. Yeah. So Sergeant Mark, who we love and we know well, but he can speak to, and we'll play more of the dad, the Gold Star dad, who was, you know, arrested and charged, who also has spoken out at some hearings as far as looking into that disastrous withdrawal in Afghanistan. So Sergeant Mark Fu, I think, can relate to a father, you know, who would shout out and express outrage and that sort of thing. But also talk, so we'll talk military, we'll talk police, and then, of course, what's happening with our state police under fire and the demand by the couple stopped on the vine for, you know, to apologize. So, we're just jam-packed this morning, just as we always are, every minute of every day.
Yes, and clearly that state trooper had X-ray vision because he could see through the tinted windows.
That's what it is. Superman vision.
That's exactly right. Love Mark Fu, by the way. All right, let's get to Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kale and Company.
Today, March 8th, we celebrate the birthdays of Randy Meisner of the Eagles, Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees, and Clive Burr of Iron Maiden. We also lost Mike Starr, the bassist for Alice in Chains, on this day in 2011. singles include Along Comes Mary by The Association in 66 and Since You're Gone by The Cards in 82. Albums include Superunknown by Soundgarden and Nine Inch Nails' The Downward Spiral, both released in 94. Also, Bad Company played their first show on this day in 74, and Beavis and Butthead debuted on this day in 93.
Ah.
And lastly, a bonus pick for the YouTubers, Randy Bachman of BTO and the Guess who I saw last night in North Jersey. Talk about an 80-year-old that's still completely with it. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Lundquist.
Your mic's off, dude.
Oh, yeah. Music and politics. I know, wonder why I couldn't hear myself.
Anyway.
How about that? Beavis and Butthead.
Love that.
The great Mike Judge.
Love that show, by the way.
There you go.
Shaped my youth. Maybe that's why I'm as dopey as I am. Hey, real fast, before we get to who on Twitter, can I play this cut? So this is cut three, Phil, if you can bring it up here. This is an illegal immigrant in Eagle Pass, Texas, trying to cross the border. He's wearing a Biden-Harris 2020 shirt.
Oh, jeez.
And he says, it's in I guess, Spanish, so you can't really understand him, but you can see the subtitles. It says, I have it on, so they let me in.
Oh, my God.
Cut three, Phil, if you can play this real fast, man. Go.
Es el presidente y la vicepresidenta de los Estados Unidos.
Ah, pero ya lo traigo aquí para que me dejen entrar.
That's funny. Wow. It's funny. Oh, God.
It'd be great if
we're a laughing stock.
Pull the Hulk Hogan, right? He just goes, he gets in with the Biden Harris shirt.
Yep.
And then he rips it off and it says Trump 2024 on it.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't know. Trump's polling well with Hispanic people.
But by the way, look, I mean, where did he get the Biden? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I like the fact that you found that at 9:54.
I didn't find it. I had it. I wanted to play
Cut Sheet Part 3.
I wanted to play it before we...
That's nice work out of you.
We wrapped up, yeah.
All right, let's get to who won Twitter.
Who won Twitter?
Did we get through all the sponsors? Yes, okay. Eric the Red wins Twitter. He says that there are diabetics who haven't taken as many insulin shots as that German guy who got the COVID jabs in that time period.
Ouch.
It's true.
That's very true.
How many again did you say?
217 is his claim. Wow. The scientists that have studied him have claimed 134. 134 COVID shots.
It's unbelievable.
And there's some people out there getting number 9 and 10. All right, whatever floats your boat, have at it. All right, that'll do it for us. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is up next. Have a great rest of your Friday. We will talk to you again Monday morning at 6. And as our favorite bus driver would say at the end of a week,
sick of you. I'm sick of all of this I'm done with it.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.